Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dan Trotter, Pretty Good Bible Studies. I am now in the book of Psalms, chapter 43, which I will entitle, Send Out Your Light and Your Truth. Now, there is no heading to this psalm. Many Hebrew manuscripts, as the NIV Study Bible says, as the Holman Christian Study Bible note says, many Hebrew manuscripts connect Psalms 43 and Psalms 42. We will see a lot of similarities in these two psalms as we go through. Well, if that's true, the two psalms are connected, then that means that even though there's no heading here, we can take the heading for Psalm 42 and apply it to Psalm 43. And the heading to Psalms 42 says that the sons of Korah are the authors of this psalm. And as I've mentioned, the sons of Korah were the Levites who were in charge of the temple worship. So we go now to verse 1. I'm just going to take it one verse at a time. The psalmist says, Vindicate me, O God, and plead my case against an ungodly nation. Now, what does vindicate mean? That's a forensic term, properly enough translated, plead my cause, be my counselor and advocate. It's like you bring your algebra home to your parents and the algebra exam has a 60 or a 50 or a 40 on it. And your parents say to you, vindicate yourself, son. Why did you do so poorly on the algebra test? And then you start giving reasons. You start defending yourself. You start pleading your case. I will vindicate myself. I was sick as a dog and couldn't study for it. So that's what the psalmist means here. Vindicate me, O God. Plead my case against an ungodly nation. Then once again, this psalmist, just like David, is constantly complaining about enemies who are attacking him and oppressing him. The ungodly nation could be the ungodly nation of Israel, or it could be an ungodly nation from outside of Israel, like the Philistines. Vindicate me from this ungodly nation, the psalmist says. Other translations for the word vindicate, Holman Christian Study Bible concurs with the NASB and says vindicate. The NAB, the New American Bible, says grant me justice, O God, which that's a good translation of that. Grant me justice. Nothing wrong with acting for justice from God. People say, well, that's just so self-righteous. No, it's not. It's asking for justice. There's a big difference between talking about how great you are and how right you are. It's a big difference between that and saying, God, my case is just. Please vindicate me. Nothing wrong with that at all. The psalmist says at the end of verse 1, "Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, of which there are plenty in this world." Verse 2, "For you are the God of my strength. Why have you rejected me?" Once again, the answer is not here quickly. The persecution is in his face, the psalmist's face, and he says, God, you've rejected me. Of course, God didn't reject the psalmist, but the psalmist just felt like God had rejected him, as John Gill points out. There's a big difference between feeling rejected and being rejected. The psalmist felt like he was rejected. I remember in the introduction to this psalm, or to the book of Psalms, all of them, one of my sources said that the Psalms were not theological tracts, theological treatises. They were the outpouring of emotion. And a lot of times, the psalmist's emotions got ahead of what was theologically true. And I think that's true here. God has not rejected the psalmist. The psalmist continues in verse 2, "Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy?" So there's his complaint. Now in verse 3, here's his prayer. "Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill." The holy hill, of course, is Zion, where God lives in the tabernacle and the Holy of Holies. Light and truth are personified as guides that lead the psalmist to God. And of course, those metaphors are easy to understand. Light, truth. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true light that comes into the world." So those metaphors are used in the New Testament, of course, to refer to Jesus. And so, at least for New Testament Christians, Jesus was sent into the world to be our light and our truth. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the psalmist wants to be brought to God's holy hill at Zion and to your dwelling places. You would think that he would say your dwelling place because God lives in the tabernacle, which is on Mount Zion, the holy hill. Why does he say to your dwelling places, plural? Well, that's probably an allusion to the various courts in the tabernacle. He dwells in all the courts. The outer court where the people assembled, the priestly court where the bronze altar was and the priest offered the sacrifices. Could refer to the fact not only to the different courts, but how about the different compartments in the tabernacle? God lived in the Holy of Holies, of course, but he was also present in the holy place, you could say. So that would explain the plural. Verse 4, the psalmist says, "Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy." Now that altar, I think, is probably the bronze altar in the courtyard. It could be the golden altar in the holy place at the doorway to the Holy of Holies. I don't think so. I think it's the bronze altar. "I will go to God my exceeding joy, and upon the lyre I shall praise you." The lyre was a stringed instrument with a sounding board. I always picture guitar-like instruments. Sometimes it's translated as harp. "Upon the lyre I shall praise you, O God, my God. Why are you in despair, O my soul?" Now, the psalmist switches his person of address from God in verse 4. In fact, all the way from verses 1 through 4. And in the last verse, verse 5, he talks to himself. He says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul?" Now, that could just be a general inquiry. Why are you in despair? But the problem with taking it that way is it's obvious why he's in despair, because his enemies are lying about him and oppressing him and deceiving him and being unjust. So this is not a rhetorical question asking why he is in despair. He knows why he's in despair. What he's saying is, what is the point in being in despair, O my soul, when there's no reason to be in despair? Why? That doesn't make any sense, soul. Why are you disturbed within me? There's no sense in that. There's no reason for you to be disturbed in me. Why are you disturbed? Hope in God, because there's hope in God. There's no reason to be in despair or to be disturbed. Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. My countenance is the help of my Savior, my God, in the Holman Christian Study Bible. Now notice that when the psalmist gives the answer to why his soul should not be in despair, hope in God, that's the same thing that was said in the last psalm, and that's one more piece of evidence that these two psalms really should be together in one psalm. In Psalms 42, verse 5, the psalmist says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence." Well, that's basically the same thing he's saying in verse 5 in Psalm 43. Go down to verse 11 in Psalm 42, and it's almost word for word. It's a lot closer. "Why are you in despair, O my soul, and why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God." There is a one-word difference. And of course, that's translation. The NASB translations between 43:5 and 42:11 has got one word difference, "again" and "yet." So, probably the same psalmist, and he's repeating the same idea. Hope in God. In fact, if I had to do this audio over again, I would not name this psalm, "Send Out Your Light and Your Truth." I would name the psalm, "Hope in God." Once again, the psalmist ends on a happy note, an uplifted note, hope in God. No need to despair. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are now finished with Psalms 43. We are now prepared to go to Psalms 44 in our next audio. Psalms 44 we will entitle, "Come to Our Help." So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you stay tuned for our next audio, and I hope you enjoyed this one.